Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to the all-new On Football with me, AP NFL writer Rob Motti. The NFL regular season is here. Several great games highlight week one, including the Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills playoff rematch on Sunday Night Football, and Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. Our first guest this week is Emmanuel Acho, former Philadelphia Eagles linebacker, who's now turned into a media superstar. Emmanuel has a unique new show with LaShawn Shady McCoy coming up on YouTube, so stay tuned. You'll hear more about that. Plus, you'll hear his top storyline entering this season. Also, ask him if he thinks anyone can dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West and the AFC, and who could those teams be? I already mentioned Micah Parsons going to Green Bay. Quick thoughts on that blockbuster trade. Heard everyone with an opinion blasting Jerry Jones for making this trade. And I get it. Micah Parsons is a generational talent. I said that he's on a path for Canton, but the Cowboys didn't win with him. They weren't a contender, a serious Super Bowl contender with Micah Parsons going into this season. And now they're a rebuilding team with a first-year head coach. And maybe they can take those two first-round picks they get from Green Bay, that extra salary cap space, and they can build a winning team, regain some of America's team old glory. Now, Jerry Jones is a stubborn guy. He doesn't have Jimmy Johnson making those draft picks for him, but he's also not stupid. So this could end up as a rare win-win for both teams. The Packers with Micah are instantly Super Bowl contenders. Every week I pick every NFL game straight up and against the spread on Wednesdays. This year, it's going to be year four for me doing it. Last season, I was 202-83 straight up. Against the spread, 151-129-5. My best bet for week one, the Bengals -5.5 points at Cleveland. Cincinnati needs to start the season off better. They've had terrible Septembers under Zach Taylor. That's why Joe Burrow played in the preseason. The Browns are starting Joe Flacco, and it's a matter of time before we see Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Cleveland's in the mix for the number one pick in the draft next year, 27-16 Cincinnati. My upset special, the Las Vegas Raiders got a new head coach, Pete Carroll. They're +2.5 against New England in Gillette Stadium. It's Mike Vrabel's first game with the Patriots. Both teams, two new coaches who've accomplished quite a bit in their careers. They should be better going into this season, but Geno Smith and Ashton Jeanty instantly upgrade that Raiders offense for me. I'm taking Vegas 23-20. I highlighted the two big games, Detroit at Green Bay. Packers are -2.5 against the Lions, who won 15 games last year, yet they're underdogs in their season opener after a disappointing loss to end the best season in franchise history. They're dynamic offense. They're back together. They don't have offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. He went to the Bears. Parsons, as I said, elevates the Packers to Super Bowl contender status with Jordan Love. I've got Green Bay winning, but not covering, 24-23 late field goal. And then Baltimore at Buffalo, playoff rematch. Ravens are -1.5. Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, they're looking to avenge that loss in January in Buffalo. It's a matchup that should have playoff ramifications, home field advantage standpoint down the road. You've got reigning NFL MVP Josh Allen. You've got all-pro quarterback Lamar Jackson. The Bills have won 10 straight home games, went back and forth on this one, and ultimately I'm taking the Bills 26-23. Manuel Acho was drafted in the sixth round of the 2012 draft by Cleveland. He was traded to Philly, appeared in 20 games for the Eagles. He's now built himself a tremendous career as an author, speaker, analyst, and TV host. Here's my conversation with Emmanuel Acho.
Emmanuel, you got a new opportunity. Congratulations, a new show. Tell me how excited you are and what we can expect from this. It's a little bit different than from what most folks are used to.
Man, first, for clarity, it wasn't so much that I got a new opportunity. It's that I created a new opportunity. Ooh. And I think that's the difference in 2025. If you have to get an opportunity, that means you're waiting on somebody to give something to you. In this day and age, go create what's yours. Go take what's yours. Go take what you rightfully deserve, or at least go take what you're willing to work for. So first off, I need to establish for the viewers, for the listeners, and to encourage the viewers and the listeners, don't wait for anything to be given. Create it and take it. I'm in the studio of Speakeasy Sophisticated Sports Talk. This will be my new home. I felt like, why do we still do sports television, Rob, like it's the 1980s? Same studios, same set, same desks at the same time. We're in 2025, bro. So I wanted to create a show that fits the year we're in. We're watching the games and we're coming on immediately live in studio after the game. Soon as the game ends, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, we're live on YouTube at Speakeasy. Super simple. We want to meet the fans where they are. What you're seeing on Twitter, we're going to be responding to. What you're seeing on Instagram, we're going to be responding to. Rather than waiting till the next morning to have a passionate conversation, why don't we just have the passionate conversation right then and there? So Sunday, Monday, Thursday, right after the games, then Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll go 7 p.m. Central.
So Sunday after the games, meaning after the Sunday night game or after the 1 o'clock segments, after the 4 o'clock? How you doing that?
Great question. We're going on after every primetime game. Easiest way to remember it. So if the whole world is watching, we're coming on after it. So even Friday, Chargers play the Chiefs. We'll come on after that game. Obviously, that's on a Friday. That game's playing out in Brazil. So coming on immediately after the games. And then on top of that, I think some of the win is getting players that played in the game to FaceTime in. Shady just retired 5 years ago. I retired within the last decade. So many of my friends, my little bros, if you will, they're still in the league. So rather than like some, you know, obtrusive web X, no, hit me on FaceTime, bro. We're going to FaceTime you in, FaceTime you into the cameras, and we just going to talk to you right there and then and there from the locker room, from your drive home, if you got a driver, when you get back to the crib, if you're icing your knees, you know, that's the intention of this show. It's not the big that eat the little. It's the fast that eat the slow, and we want to be the fastest and the best.
I'm going to hit you with three quick questions going into this 2025 NFL season. There is a lot of topics that a lot of people, what is to you, Emmanuel Acho, the number one storyline that intrigues you?
Personally, I believe the Eagles are the Super Bowl champs. They're the favorites to be the champs, that is. Obviously, we know they were last year. So the most intriguing storyline that nobody is talking about, who is playing cornerback opposite Quinyon Mitchell? If the Eagles are a team without many weaknesses, if there was one weakness or at least one question mark, who is playing corner opposite Quinyon? That could be what limits the Eagles from getting to the Super Bowl. In a conference with the George Pickens and the CeeDee Lambs, the Devontae Adams and the Puka Nacuas, the Scary Terrys and the Deebo Samuels, in a conference where you have teams that have not just one good receiver, but two good receivers, I'm looking at the defending champs because the pendulum, they dictate it, and that position is the one we all need to watch.
If there's going to be a team that dethrones the Kansas City Chiefs' run of dominance in the AFC West and also in that AFC, in the conference, who are they going to be? One in the West and two in the conference.
In the West, it would be the Chargers because of the brand of football that they play. Chargers are an incredibly hard team to prepare for. When you play an NFL team on a given week, I would suggest you actually had about 13 weeks to prepare for that opponent. Why 13? I think you had all of your OTA practices where your base defensive installs you can apply to that week. But when you play the Chargers, none of those off-season practices base defensive installs are applicable because they run a brand of football that you don't naturally prepare for. So now you really only have about 3 to 4 days to prepare when playing the Chargers, and they're an incredibly tough team. Remember, Jim Harbaugh's second year in San Francisco, he went to the Super Bowl. This is his second year in Los Angeles. What will happen there? Team in the AFC, I like the Houston Texans, if there was a team to dethrone the Chiefs. Defensively, incredibly stout. Pass rush, Daniil Hunter, Will Anderson, beast. Cornerback, Derek Stingley, Kamara Lassiter, beast. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, they revamped the secondary, and then I like their linebacking core. So if anybody is the Texans, obviously they have C.J. Stroud. That would be my vote.
I wish you the best with the new show. Wish you the best in everything, man. Appreciate your time.
Rob, you're the man. We'll talk soon, brother.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Emmanuel Acho, and thank you for listening to On Football. Check out my On Football analysis, pro picks, and more NFL news at apnews.com.